Blackbird, thank you for writing. I'm sorry to hear your days have been hard and your nights less than successful. Suppose it might be that living in your town isn't working out for you. Perhaps you should move, though I'm not sure that would improve. My last 2 years haven't been that great, so don't want you to think that everyone else is having a great time while you're in pain. That doesn't really make you feel better, does it? I moved all the way to the south of the country for a girl who then decided she would rather be with some else. That would have been okay if she'd had the guts to tell me, but she decided instead to make out I was in the wrong. And she made me move out of the house we shared. All this before I discovered that she cheated on me. She never had the guts or the courage. I had a meltdown in a town, so things didn't work out. Stupid thing is, I still dream about her almost 1 year later. I dreamt about her last night, actually, that I'd found pictures of her looking happy and kissing someone else. I found them online. I woke up sad, and I don't know why I should still miss her. Since then, things have just trundled along. I was 6 months with someone a lot younger than me that was doomed to fail from day one. But now I am single and relatively happy. I'm dating again, getting to know new people. Finding out that I can be quite likable. I'm going to have to go. One of the cats is trying to get my attention, and I'm finding it hard to type with the climbing all of the keyboard of my computer. I hope you'll find what you're looking for. I'll see you in May when I come to visit. Keep trying to build your nest. All my love, Alex.